In Color ultimately was ranked number 448 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums of all time. The band's third album, Heaven Tonight, released in 1978 and again produced by Tom Worman, combined elements of the first two albums. Regarded by many fans and critics as their best album, the lead off track Surrender, which I'll try to play for you in a few minutes, was Cheap Trick's first single to chart in the United States, peaking at number 62. It has gone on to become one of the band's signature songs. Heaven Tonight is also noteworthy as the first album recorded with a 12-string electric bass. Perhaps most importantly, this album made the band megastars in Japan. Okay, anyway, I am going to be playing some Cheap Trick for you in just a few moments. Bear with me, my friends. Hold on. Damn it. Just give me one more minute here. Let's see. Some interesting facts. In Japan, they are often known as the American Beatles, and in October of 2007, believe it or not, the Illinois Senate passed a resolution designating April 1st as Cheap Trick Day in the state, and the band was also ranked number 25 in VH1's list of the 100 greatest artists of hard rock. Anyway, what else can I pull up here? Most recently, that's not it. Hold on a sec. What do you want me to do? All right, we are about to play Surrender for you. Just bear with me here. We just need to bring it up. I'm sorry about the all the distractions and me not being able to get it up on my iPod, but here we go. It is a live performance of them at the Budokan. Hold on, let me just try. It is a live performance of them at the Budokan, which is a... which is a stadium in Japan that was originally used for more traditional performances such as sumo and, geisha dancing. However, within a few decades, they soon changed over to more foreign music, like in the United States. Right. Anyway, the reason why I like Cheap Trick so much, it's just their... Okay, call me bland, but their awesomeness. I just love those guys so much. I mean... They're so full of life. Have you seen pictures of them? I mean, Rick Nielsen, the lead guitarist, just look at the way he's dressed. He's wearing a bow tie and a vest and a baseball cap with the band's logo on it. So, let's see. What else do I like about them? Well... Like I said before, they're full of life. They're, I came across them, believe it or not, when I was listening to the radio in high school. The first song I heard by them was I Want You to Want Me. And I have to admit, I just loved the guitar solo that Rick Nielsen had in there. I originally thought it was an 80s song, but let me tell you something. I was wrong. It came out in 1977. And it is one of their greatest hits. Another song that I enjoy listening to them is what I'm going to be trying to play for you, Surrender. Anyway, other songs that I like by them are The Flame, which came out in the late 80s. It is a power ballad. You may have heard it on the radio if you're a hard rock fan like I am. And another song is The Dream Police, which has a very trippy music video. Let's see. With the band dressed up in white police uniforms. All right, so anyway, I'll be around campus if you have any questions about this band. I've been doing my research and I know quite a bit about the band, random facts and stuff like that. Anyway, more about their success. They were widely successful in Japan. Anyway, I'll talk more about them in just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll talk about their success in Japan and try to get some music going for you. Okay, this is Funk It Up with Dr. J. Sorry about the disturbances for the past few minutes. All right, for the moment you've all been waiting for, here's Surrender by Cheap Trick.
She also told me, stay away, you'll never know what you'll
That was Surrender by Cheap Trick. Love that song. Anyway, I have a surprise special guest here. You may know her as the host of Loose Lips. Yeah, that's right, that popular talk show here on radio.dominican.edu. Here is Mary-Kate Jankowski.
Hi, guys. This is DJ Lucky from Loose Lips. What's up, Jason?
Nothing much, just playing, or at least trying to play, some good rock music from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, I like that song. That's a good song.
Thank you very much. Love that song.
Great song. So what's the history behind this band?
Well, I was talking a bit about them beforehand on the show. I shouldn't be calling you by your real name. You're DJ Lucky.
Yes, DJ Lucky. That's all right.
I apologize for that.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, the history behind the band, that is one of their biggest hits, Surrender, as well as I Want You to Want Me, The Flame, and Dream Police, all of which I have on my iPod, by the way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's an interesting fact. They have often been referred to as the Japanese press as the American Beatles.
Oh.
And in October 2007, the Illinois Senate passed a resolution designating April 1st as Cheap Trick Day in the state. The band was also ranked number 25 in VH1's list of 100 greatest artists of hard rock.
Cool.
You know, it's strange. Cheap Trick Day in Illinois is also the same day as April Fool's Day. Maybe hence the name Cheap Trick and April Fool's Day, where you play tricks, some of which might be cheap. But anyway, I'll save that for another day.
Anyway, well, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Anyway, I'm going to play another good song by Cheap Trick in just a minute. And then I am going to read a little from the CNN website. I actually have some really good news for you. Good news or not, I know it might be boring for you rock fans out there, but please bear with me. A lot of people find it very important. So anyway, DJ Lucky, do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. I just want to hear some more music and more information about the bands. Because I actually don't know that much about these different kinds of music, different eras of music, the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Their biggest hits came out in the 70s and the 80s. Anyway, next on the list is Dream Police. Very good song. You may have heard it in an Audi commercial during the Super Bowl where it was used for a segment called The Green Police, because I guess that German luxury car company has began promoting, more fuel efficiency and et cetera. You get the picture. Anyway, I am going to be playing it next. So just sit back and enjoy the music on radio.dominican.edu with Funk It Up with your host, Dr. J.
Yeah. take vacations, so let me alone. They spy on me, I try to hide, they won't let me alone. They persecute me, they're the judge and jury all in one.
Was Dream Police by Cheap Trick. Anyway, it is now 5:30 right here on radio.dominican.edu with your host, Dr. J of Funk It Up, playing some of the best rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Here is the news for him now. Anyway, do you all remember a few months ago when those American hikers were kidnapped in Iran? Well, good news, they have been set free. Anyway, the city of Muscat in the country of Oman. Okay, CNN. American hikers Josh Fatale and Shane Bauer bounded down the steps of the aircraft that took them from Iran to Oman late Wednesday, rushing into the arms of loved ones who'd sought their freedom for more than 2 years. The pair, released earlier in the day from an Iranian prison, arrived in Muscat, the capital of Oman. Their families and hiker Sarah Short, who was arrested with them but freed last year on medical grounds, hugged the young men. Short is Bauer's fiance. Before leaving the Muscat airport for an undisclosed location, Fatale and Bauer released brief statements. They took no questions from reporters. Anyway, next up, on a lighter note, I am going to be talking a little more about the band, Cheap Trick, as I have been doing on this show tonight. Anyway, to tell you the truth, from 1978 to 1981, none of Cheap Trick's first three albums made it into the top 40 in the United States, which is actually really painful for me to hear because I just think that they are such a great band who are full of life.
How many like hits do they have? Do you know exactly how many hits?
They have many hits on different albums. Let's see. I mentioned those four hits recently.
And the songs that you've played are hits of theirs
yes.
as well. Okay.
The first two that I played, the first one was off their first album, Cheap Trick. Let's see. Second one that I played, Dream Police, was off the album of the same name, Dream Police. And The Flame, which is a power ballad that was released in the 80s. It was released in 1988 off their album Lap of Luxury.
Cool. So do they have any recent hits, or you know, do they have any I'm Coming Back kind of albums, or, you know, like how the Backstreet Boys were super popular and then all of a sudden they came back with a new song? Is there anything like that?
Well, not recently. Their most recent album came out in 2009. It was called The Latest.
Was it any good? Did you listen?
I haven't heard much about it. I was born in 91, so I didn't get to hear all of the greats from the 70s, 80s, and 90s that much. So I wasn't able to get like really into the band unless I had actually sat down, listened to their hits, really researched them. But I mean, their music is just so great that I just feel obligated to play it on this radio station, which is, by the way, radio.dominican.edu.
I do like the songs that you've been playing.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Let's see. As I was saying, their first three albums failed to make it into the top 40 in the United States. But believe it or not, over across the Pacific in an island nation that you may all know, Japan, each of those three said albums reached gold status.
Wow.
They were extremely popular over in the land of the rising sun.
So the Japanese like Cheap Trick.
They really do like Cheap Trick.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, at least they're super popular somewhere.
Heck, they went as far as to call them the American Beatles.
Wow. That's a pretty big honor, I would have to say.
Very big honor. Love those guys. Anyway, let's see. Another thing I'd like to promote. If you like what we've been listening to, go onto YouTube and listen to it there. It's YouTube has millions of videos that you can watch and music clips and download it from iTunes. You can download it from iTunes. It's just great music that personally gets me pumped up. Just pumped up. Like, I feel like I'm on the edge of oblivion whenever I listen to it sometimes.
What's your favorite song by them? Absolute favorite.
Oh God. Oh my God. That is hard. That is hard. Let's see. They just have a variety of good hits, but I'd have to say my favorite would have to be probably a tie between Surrender and The Flame.
Cool. Have you played those yet?
I've played Surrender, and I'll be more than happy to play the Flame soon, if y'all wish. And I've also heard, actually, I wanted to bring you on for this after you suggested it, but do you want to sing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?
If you would like me to, in the last couple minutes of your show, I will sing some of Bohemian Rhapsody because I do know every single word. It's a 7-minute song, so I think it'd be a little much if I sang every single word and by myself. But I will do a little bit of Bohemian Rhapsody just for you, Jason.
Well, thank you very much. And not just for me, but for all my loyal viewers
out there. For all the fans.
I mean, not viewers, listeners. Viewing is when you see. Listening is when you hear. Eyes and ears.
Good call.
Very different things, my friends.
Good call. Okay.
And for all you kids listening out there, they are very different things. You see with your eyes and you hear with your ears.
All right. So why don't we play your Tide song? What's that song that you like, Surrender and The Flame?
I already played Surrender, but The Flame is coming up next.
Okay. So, cool.
All right, here we go. Right now, The Flame by Cheap Trick on radio.dominican.edu. You walk towards my open grave. You might be right, but I'm not that bright. And you think you win with
slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat, freezing out my skin. I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, firing way too deep over you. I'm watching shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I wanna run to you, I wanna call, but I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart. Over you, you'll always be the one. You were the first to be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you.
That was The Flame by Cheap Trick. It came out on their album Lap of Luxury in 1988. And anyway, just one more thing before I talk about the weather. I just wanted to share with you the wacky style that is Cheap Trick. Anyway.
Style as in clothes or style as in how they... Their appearance to other people.
Well, like clothes and appearance to other people and stuff like that. I mean,
so their personality wise.
Well, actually, more about clothes and stuff like that. But, hey, the '70s brought a lot of strange and unusual fads and tides. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, I think the drugs have a lot to do with it.
I'm not sure if Cheap Trick were. The members of Cheap Trick were big drug takers. But hey, anything's possible. Anyway, if you look up pictures of Cheap Trick, like on Google Images, I mean, seriously, some of the things they wear. I mean, Rick Nielsen, the lead guitarist, he wears a baseball cap with the band's logo on it. He wears a sweater vest.
Classy, very classy.
He wears a shirt and a bow tie and
nice. He means business, but he comes to party. I think that's what he's trying to show his audience.
I think you're right. I think that is what it means.
That would be my first guess.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see. What else? Bun E. Carlos, the drummer. In a lot of ways, not to belittle all the geeks and nerds out there, but he kind of looks like a nerd. I mean, he's got a dress shirt and a tie, and he wears glasses. But nonetheless,
what's wrong with glasses?
Nothing. I mean, I'm just saying it's the stereotypical nerdy look. But nonetheless,
so do I look like a nerd right now?
Well, I mean,
be honest with me, Jason. Don't lie.
Kinda.
All right. You said it.
Right. But hey, nerds can be cool. Just look at Milhouse from The Simpsons.
I'm cool.
And you're cool too.
I'm cool. I know I am.
In fact, I defended this one of my friends in school who was called a nerd. I'm like, not that I have issues with nerds, but he is not a nerd. And then he turned around and said, Jason, I am a nerd. And I'm like, well, if you admit it, then I guess that's okay.
I admit that I'm a little bit of a nerd. I have an inhaler and I have glasses. I think that's pretty nerdy. Wouldn't you have to say?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? Yeah.
Are you a fan of Star Wars?
No. I do not like Star Wars, Star Trek, or Harry Potter.
What about Battlestar Galactica?
I don't even know what that is.
Wow. Oh, I just got a message from someone. It turns out that Bunny Carlos, the drummer of Cheap Trick, he actually lives right here in San Rafael.
Very cool. Very cool.
That is cool. Anyway, I was going to talk about the weather next. My God, it is a scorcher out, isn't it?
So hot. I got into my car today and it said 95.
I know. Let's see. Friday, it is going to be 85 degrees Fahrenheit. Saturday, it's going to be 73 degrees Fahrenheit. And Sunday, it's going to be 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Hey, at least it's cooling down, am I right?
Thank God. I mean, it kind of stinks because during the week, it's so hot. And, you know, you can't go to the beach. You can't really lay out that much because we're so busy. And, of course, the moment it hits the weekend, it starts to get cool.
You know, you're right about that.
I feel like that always happens. But I will definitely be hitting up the pool on Friday.
You know what? That actually sounds like a good idea.
Gonna get my tan on.
She's getting her tan on.
Jersey Shore style.
I'm Italian, and that show, I believe, insults Italians to me personally.
It does.
That's why I don't watch it, and also I don't want to see a bunch of drunk fools partying and making bad mistakes. So anyway, I heard that you wanted to sing a little bit of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Well, only if you sing with me, Jason.
Are you sure you want me to do that?
Of course I want you to do that.
All right. Anyway, it's going to be the only non-Cheap Trick song that we are going to be playing for you this evening, my friends.
We'll sing a couple minutes of it, and then we'll let it play out.
And the song is about 7 minutes long, so we have to cut a little bit of out so that we have time to get off and let...
We have Jay Litt, and we have Special K in the station right now. We have Blackout coming on at 6, and it goes till 8 p.m. They will be talking about everything, and they are very excited. They're pumping their muscles in here, showing us the gun show right now. So Jason and I are going to sing a couple minutes of Bohemian Rhapsody. I think, you know, 2 minutes would be appropriate. I feel like, you know, my voice isn't that great, but Queen, great band. I'm sure you're gonna have a show about them.
I'll try. I mean, I only have like two songs on here right now by them, even though they have such great songs. I mean, they have more than just two songs, but this was from my parents' playlist, so
I'm sure I'll come in for a Bohemian Rhapsody, you know, another redemption at this. I mean, I'll come in for the Queen show to redeem myself for this Bohemian Rhapsody because I'm a little unprepared.
Okay.
But I'm ready to rock out if you are.
I'm ready whenever you are as well.
Okay, I'm going to play it. Here we go.
All right.
Are you ready, Jason?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I'm sure.
Do you know all the words?
Is this the real life?
Go with the lyrics.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
Sing it, Jason.
Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy.
I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows
doesn't really matter to me. To me.
I'm playing invisible piano in the station right now.
Oh, and by the way, for all you Queen fans, I'm no Freddie Mercury, as you can see.
Pretty close.
Thank you.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow,
there we go.
Carry on, carry on. As if nothing really matters.
Play out. Let's let him finish. We're gonna let Queen finish this one. All right. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And tune in next week for. Tune in Wednesdays from 5 to 6 on radio.dominican.edu for some more great rock hits. Blast from the past.
We'll be right back. Here's the rest of Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me. For me.
Listen.
anyway, that was my show. Thank you for tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. That was our first show. That was our first radio show for Funk It Up with your host, Dr. J. And for today, my special surprise guest, DJ Lucky. Anyway,
thank you for having me on.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
I'm honored to be on your first show. I'm really honored.
Well, thank you very much. For next week's show, I am going to be playing a heavy metal group from the 80s. I'm sure at least one person out there who listened tonight has heard it. Their name is Dokken.
I've never heard of it, so I will be listening.
All right. Well, you'll hear some pretty interesting facts about them. I am personally a fan of the group. I started listening to them back last year in 2010. I'd heard the name before, and I was always curious about them. And I'm like, you know, those guys sound pretty cool. I think I'm going to listen to them. Anyway, that was my first show right here on radio.dominican.edu. Funk It Up with Dr. J. I'll be back a week from today, Wednesday, from 5 to 6 once again. I'll see y'all later.
Do you mind if I play one of my favorite songs from...
Go right ahead. We need a good transition for our next show.
You know Van Morrison.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play my favorite song by him. Obviously a hit.
Oh, definitely.
So everyone out there, this is a great song.
And tune in next for DJ J-Lit and Special K with their show, The Blackout.
Yeah, so excited. It's their first show, so everyone make sure to stay tuned. 5 minutes, they'll be starting their show. Very excited. All right.
All right. So anyway, here is Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Thanks for hanging out with me, guys. Peace.